Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. That way you get three new interviews sent to you every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith with. Please do give the series a rating, leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out so much. We've had some great guests on lately, including Black Francis of the Pixies, or Frank Black, if you want to go that way. The cast of Shrinking was here. Depeche Mode, Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains, Les Claypool of Primus, Maynard James Keenan from Tool, Big Sean, Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac, Thomas Lennon, Julia Stiles, Heather Graham, all starring in Chosen Family, Colin Greenwood of Radiohead, The Offspring, Brian Ferry of Roxy Music, the cast of It's What's Inside on Netflix, Troy Sanders of Mastodon, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, it's a special rewind episode, heading back to 2017, when John Cleese brought his signature wits to an interview. John Cleese, of course, of Monty Python fame and many other incredible movies throughout his career. We were talking about, at that point in 2017, his tour and projects and reflections on life. He was about to pop into Louisville and expressed appreciation for his American fans, contrasting with the treatment he often receives from the British press. We also talked about his love of cats and comedic journey. And we touched on Hold the Sunset, which is originally titled Edith. It marked Cleese's return to television after a long hiatus. And he had some pointed words for some BBC executives that I'll leave for the interview in there. So let's jump into this. Talking Monty Python, Hold the Sunset, and a whole lot more. It's a special rewind episode, Kyle Meredith with John Cleese.
Hello, Kyle.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm sitting in my Los Angeles hotel looking at sunshine. It cheers me up because I've been in the Midwest for a bit where it was very gray. But I like L.A. now. I used to love it, but I've come to like it. What are you up to?
Sitting here excited to be talking to you in a gray Midwest town in Kentucky.
I've never been to Kentucky, I think. I can't remember coming to Kentucky, except I think when my daughter was a very good horsewoman. Uh-huh. And I used to come once or twice to Kentucky, but just spend all my time at the various equestrian events. So what can I expect? I want you to tell me what Louisville
right.
is like. Not yeah. Louisville, Louisville.
No, we're excited to have you because you're going to be here on November 15th. So your first time, you will be welcomed with open arms.
I do have the nicest fans in the world, you know. I know it's a very sort of bullshitty thing to say, but it's absolutely true. The people who like Python, they're very nice. They're kind and they laugh and they're fun. And I have a great time on stage. There's only two things that are tiring. One is the photos afterwards, because doing lots of photos in a short time is strangely tiring. And that's the one. And the other is the traveling. But that's not too bad, because I travel on the back of the bus. You see, there's a nice big bed back there. Well, quite big. And the moment I finish the show, I go back to the bus and have a couple of drinks and some peanut butter. And then I go to sleep and wake up in a completely different state. It's pretty pleasant, and as I say, the very best bit is the performance.
Yeah, well, we're excited about that. I also want to say, I just finished your book, so anyway, and absolutely loved it as well.
I'm so glad. You see, I think it's one of the best things I've ever done, but it never got a great deal of attention, particularly in England, because, of course, the press loathes me in England, because I dare to criticize them. In America, I get a very good time with the media, because they're actually sort of interested in what I might have to say, which is the opposite of any assumption of any British journalist, which is that nobody's interested in this guy. But if we attack him in a mean enough way, one might be able to come up with an interesting article. But I'm so pleased about the book. I do think it's one of the best things I've done.
Well, I learned two things in it that I found really interesting. And well, I learned a lot of things, but two things for this interview anyway. One is I was surprised to see how much rabbits had played a part of your life. Because,
well, not as big a part as cats. Cats now dominate my life. They are really, apart from my delightfully silly and lovable and rather beautiful young wife, the cats are my main purpose of staying alive, really. They entertain me. I love them. I love their attitude, you know, because cats just don't give a damn.
They don't give a damn.
No, you got, dogs that are running up to you, sort of asking you who they should bite. You know, they're Nazis, dogs, really. They're just trying to get promoted. But cats, this one, if you call a cat, it might get back to it eventually if it's in the mood. And we have three, my wife and I have four cats in London. Three of them, I'm proud to say, are American. They're Maine Coons, and they are the best. And they're absolutely huge. One of them is 22 pounds.
And we'll be right back right after this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with John Cleese.
Well, the other one I will say, and this one I guess is on the more serious side, is that I know you've had sort of a fascination with psychology and written some books on that, but I hadn't put it together that as a comedian, at least if you're a good one, that you also become a sociologist and psychologist. And that was a really fascinating thing to learn.
I think that's true. There's difference. I mean, there were a couple of very good comic writers in the British press 10, 15 years ago. And one of them was absolutely expert on what sort of cars people drove, or where they lived, or how they dressed, and the sort of things that they did. And the other one, what I thought was much more interesting, was more psychologically attuned. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought there is nothing more interesting than the human mind. I mean, I can't quite get it when people want to study rocks. Or even I'm afraid, technology. I could see it's sort of interesting, but nothing's as interesting as the way people's minds work. And I think if I had not made a mistake about choosing a couple of very bad teachers when I was 15, I would have finished up very easily as a kind of psychologist in a university somewhere, because a lot of my friends fall into that category, and I find them the most interesting people to talk to, because they're always explaining to me why people do things. And that's the great mystery to me most of the time. I don't understand why people do things. I don't know why anybody would go and watch NASCAR racing. You see what I mean?
I do see what you mean.
Or why anyone would go, you know, mountaineering. I mean, I just don't get it. But I love it when people say, well, this is why they do it.
I'm grateful that it didn't work out for you as a psychologist, because it's played into your comedy this whole time. And I think that's what made us love you know, these characters and bits that you've came up with through the years, because that's exactly what they're doing, examining
the mind. And it also gives me a chance now and again. I mean, I do a lot of reading on psychology, and I've just started doing recording podcasts. And my first guest was Malcolm Gladwell, you know, Blink, mm-hmm. Tipping Point. Mm-hmm. So I was able to talk to him, and I was just fascinated throughout that conversation. That's the thing I like best, apart from laughing. And food. Food, I tell you, it gets better as you get older. It's awful.
Which, by the way, you did a wine documentary in the early 2000s that I absolutely loved. I remember that.
I think about that
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Wine for the confused. And I did it really to learn more. And, of course, I learned a great deal during the course of that, which is that the most important single thing to do is to learn the vocabulary. Because mm-hmm. you might know that you like a particular wine, but if a restaurant or a store doesn't have it, then how do you get something like it? The answer is you know the words that describe the sort of wine that you like. So that's what it was really about.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with John Cleese.
Now, I know we're on a short time here, so I want to bring up, you're on a new TV show, or you're going to be doing a new TV show called Edith, right? And it's the first one since Fawlty
Towers.
Well,
it's been changed. I'm glad. We thought Edith was okay, and then somebody suggested Hold the Sunset, which actually is quite just resonant with me, meaning, so that's it. But the BBC, they are awful. Bunch of cowards. You know, they've got a very good series there, and everybody says so. It's not just me, but I would stake my reputation that this one is above average, and yet they won't commission a second series until they see whether the audience like it. It just, you know, what a bunch of, what's the word? We call them Jobsworths in England. It's a musician's term, meaning all the people who say, I can't do that, Squire, it's more than my job's worth. And, you know, why are these awful second-rate people without any guts at all in charge? It pisses me off.
Well, I know you're probably a bit...
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did, but I'm thinking you're probably a bit spoiled because they gave you Python without even seeing a pilot, so, you know, it doesn't always
work.
Yeah,
but that was 1969, my friend, when there were a small number. There's never been a great number of good executives, but there were a small number in 69 who knew what they were talking about, mainly because they'd come up through the corporate structure. They had been floor managers. They'd worked with good comedians on the floor with them. They'd worked with good directors. Now you have a sort of new type of executive who's never done anything except be an executive. And why the hell should they know anything about comedy? I mean, if this lot can't recognize quality of Hold the Sunset, they should just be fired.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing whatever comes from it, especially, you know, with us knowing that it sort of teams you back up with Terry Gilliam again. I think that's a really cool sort of thing as well. So,
did you see the picture of Terry Gilliam on my Twitter?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, but I can go over there and check it out.
It's a very good joke. Go back about 2 weeks.
All right,
on John Cleese Twitter, and there's a picture there that'll make you laugh out loud.
I will. Otherwise, I guess we'll be seeing you here in a few weeks, November 15th.
You certainly will, and I look forward to it. I really do.
All right, John. It was a pleasure talking to you. It really was.
Nice talking to you, Carl. Thanks.
And my thanks to John Cleese. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here so you can get all the interviews that I do every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcasts from, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating. Leave a review while you're at it. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Bonnie Raitt, Chuck Prophet, Oasis, Radiohead, Beastie Boys, Cardigan, Susie Quattro, The Backbeat Band, Hozier, Robert Randolph, White Reaper, Led Zeppelin, ZZ Ward and Allo Black, Liv Warfield, The Arcs, Willie Nelson, Oh He Dead, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Living Color, Green Day, and my interview with actors Keith Powers and Jean-Louis Castellanos to talk about the movie Uglies on Netflix. It's what you can hear every weeknight, 6 p.m. Eastern. That's when it starts at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.